thought the closest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that I have lived in times when people were more careful about how they spend their time than how they spend their wealth. Amazing words. I have lived in times when people were more careful about how they spend their time rather than how they spend their wealth. Friends, time is ceaseless. Time is ceaseless. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be reversed. It cannot be stored. Time is fleeting. It creates the past. It creates the present. And it creates the future. What was yesterday is not today. And what is today will not be tomorrow. Time constantly changes our circumstances. Much you may remember the past or you may anticipate the future. You live in the present. As much as you may remember the past and you may anticipate the future, but know that you live in the present. Seize the opportunity of your youth before you become old, of your health before you become sick, of your wealth before you become poor, of your spare time before you become occupied, and of your life before you die. We have the opportunity to invest our time wisely, to strengthen our faith, to do good, to persevere, and to become better human beings. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah said, at the beginning of every day, a caller calls out and he says, "Oh son of Adam, oh son of Adam," addressing me and you. He says that I am a new creation and I am a witness of your deeds. So take provision from me, because when I pass, I never come back. Take provision from me, because when I pass, I never come back. Friends, time is ceaseless. Time is a great teacher. Time is a great teacher. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاكِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, have they not traveled in the land? Have they not traveled in the land to see the nature of the consequences for those who were before them? It's amazing, friends, when the Quran talks about past events, when the Quran speaks about past events, it often speaks of them like it is in existence in our own memories. When Allah speaks of past events, He speaks of them in the language that it exists in our own memories. It asks us to recall some past historical occurrences in the same manner that sometimes we recall past memories of our own lives. It uses a language and a direct mode of expression that encourages us to erase the distance between ourselves and these past events. So time is ceaseless. Time is a great teacher. Time can be misleading. Time can be misleading. Time may seem short for those who are rejoicing and are happy. And time may seem endless for those who are anxious or grieving. Time may seem short for those who are rejoicing when you're happy and when you're on a holiday and when you're in a good mood and when you're enjoying the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah. How quickly it goes. How quickly it goes, and then you say, how quickly this ended. On the other hand, time seems endless for those who are grieving. And you hear people say, but when is this going to come to an end? When is this battle that I'm fighting going to come to an end? It is only when we enter the realm of eternity that we will realize how short our time in this world was. When we enter the realm of eternity, will we come to realize how short our life was. The Quran mentions this. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ The Quran says that Allah will ask, what number of years did you stay on earth? Allah will ask, what number of years did you stay on earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ SubhanAllah. Look at the answer me and you will give. Look at the answer insan will give. When Allah will ask, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ How long did you live in this world? And what we will answer, we stayed a day, nay, a part of a day. A part of a day. My respected elders and friends, the reality of our lifespan, a beautiful example has been given about it. At the time of the birth of a child, the adhan is called out in the right ear and the iqama is called out in the left ear. That is one of the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That adhan is called out as soon as a child is born, the adhan is given in the right ear and the iqama is given in the left ear. Even though there is no salah performed thereafter, the adhan is given at the time of birth and the salah will be performed at the time of birth. The adhan is given at the time of birth and the salah will be performed at the time of death. Life is no longer than the period between adhan and iqama. Friends, Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah says, the world is 3 days. The world is 3 days. As for yesterday, it has vanished. As for tomorrow, you may never see it. As for today, it is yours, work on it. As for today, it is yours, work on it. Yesterday is gone, never to come back. Tomorrow, no guarantee. Today is the present. Your eternity depends on how you spend your time in this world wisely. Muharram is one of the sacred months of the Islamic calendar. This was the introduction that brings me to our talk today. Keeping that in mind of the reality of time, Muharram is one of the Islamic months of the calendar. It is the first month with which we begin our lunar year. It commemorates the hijrah that was undertaken by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Medina, where he was welcomed with sanctuary. It is one of the 4 sacred months of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of in the Quran, Inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. Allah speaks about the fact that the 12 months has been ordained by Allah in the book of Allah on the day that Allah created the heavens and the earth. And among these 12, 4 are sanctified, are sacred. These 4, according to authentic traditions, are Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. Respected elders and friends, even in the last sermon of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he brought attention to the fact that 1 year consists of 12 months, of which 4 are sacred. 3 of them are in sequence, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and the 4th is Rajab. It is derived from the word haram. Haram means forbidden. We know haram means forbidden. Now what is forbidden during this month is fighting. What is forbidden during this month is fighting. Now we are not heads of countries, or we are not fighting, or we are not waging a war on others. But friends, we do have our own battles in our homes. We do have our own battles at our homes, with our families, in our workplaces, even now in our neighborhoods. We have our own little battles that we are waging. Now most of us live in such a frantic pace that when we get home we are tired. When you ask a person, how was your day? I am very tired today. Very tired. What you did? Doesn't know what he did, but he's tired. Taki gyo bicharo. He's tired. Had a hectic day. Frantic pace. Moving all the time. Making this deal, doing that deal, doing this, doing that. Very busy in the country. Now when he gets home, tired and stressed out. And this is the time when impatience and intolerance flare up. This is the time patience and intolerance flare up with our partners or with our children. And a good thing to do is to remember who they are and what they mean to us. And I'm specifically speaking on this point because many a times you hear this complaint that you cannot believe that this is the same man in the masjid and the same man at home. It's chalk and cheese. Aziz bhai? Yeah, in the masjid is a big Sufi Amichan Padiachi. MashaAllah, first row, making zikr, reading Quran, doing everything. Don't let that fool you, friends. Don't let that fool you. Ask his wife how he behaves at home. Ask his wife how he behaves at home. In the masjid, he can put up a facade like you can't believe. He can put up a facade of piety like you can't believe. And he'll greet everybody and he'll do everything in the workplace. He'll even greet the secretary in the morning. How are you, my dear? How are you, my darling? You okay this morning? Gets home, he doesn't make salam. Gets home, he's moody, he doesn't make salam. So when he gets home, he's tired, he's frustrated. So what he does, he takes it out on the wife and children. So a good thing to remember is who are these people and what they mean to you. With consciousness, it becomes possible to think before flaring up. The same thing happens at work as well. When we remember that we are all working to provide a service, even if we know who benefits from it, it changes our attitude. There are many of us who are not on speaking terms with family people. There are many of us who are holding grudges, whether real or imagined. And this is something also that amazes me. Sometimes many of us hold grudges that doesn't even exist. That doesn't even exist. We keep all this hatred and jealousy and malice in our hearts. Sometimes it is imagined. We should be aware that everyone is different and unique, and that we are all divine creations of Allah. Being conscious is not enough. Being Allah conscious is enough. Being Allah conscious, if we cannot see Allah, then at least we must be aware that Allah is seeing us. The beloved messenger of Allah has said that on the 10th of Muharram, we should be more generous to our family. We should be more generous. And here, an important point to remember is the hadith speaks about generosity on the family. It doesn't speak about Muharram gifts. It's become a real market, this really. Muslim finds a way, Muharram gift and eat souk and Bakri eat souk and this market and that bazaar and this gift. There is nothing like that in the Sunnah, friends. There is nothing. If you want to give gifts, no problem. It is the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Instead, he encouraged the giving of gifts. Tahadu, tahabu. He said, give gifts, eat muhabbat. But that should be done through the course of the year. In Muharram, there is nothing like giving gifts. Yes, you spend a little bit extra on your immediate family. On your immediate family, you spend a little bit extra. Now, the important point is, we do not have to confine our generosity to the 10th of Muharram only. We don't have to confine our generosity to the 10th of Muharram, or for that matter, any other day. nor does generosity have to be limited to monetary value. Nor does generosity have to be limited to monetary. We can be more generous with our time. We can be more generous with our time. When a child runs to you to tell you something and you are busy, it will make a world of a difference to that child if you stop and you listen to him for a few moments. It will make a world of difference to that innocent child if you stop for a few moments and you listen to him. The child will feel validated and often will then leave you to continue what you are doing. Opening up to your family about your thoughts, about your dreams and your hopes is an excellent method of getting them to share their time with you. Knowing the dreams and the hopes of your children is invaluable as a means of achieving family cohesion. Another form of generosity with your family is to share with them happy moments, share with them painful moments, and what you have learned from the lessons of your life. My respected elders and friends, this could help us to share and experience the hurt or whatever has traumatized us in our lives. We speak to our children. Allah several times in the Quran speaks about the need of reflection. Several times in the Quran, Allah speaks about the need of resolution. Come the end of December, everyone makes resolutions. How much they stick to it, that only Allah knows. How much they abide to it, that only they know. As Muslims, our resolutions should be on a daily basis. Now is the time to engage in reflection, to resolve, to make a shift, to do better. We know that we are going to be judged by our intentions. Let us have good intentions for the rest of the Islamic year, inshallah. My respected elders and friends, what does the word resolve mean? You know, when I say I'm going to resolve an issue, a lot of issues sometimes are brought to businessmen, to professionals, sometimes to educators, sometimes to a parent. He says, I'm going to resolve the issue. What does the word resolve mean? It means making a resolution or intention to do something, but it also means to solve an issue. It also means, one is you make the intention to resolve it, the other is you resolve that issue. Many of us carry unresolved issues and these clutter our lives and they prevent us from spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hard to have closeness to Allah when we harbor grudges people, whether it is real or imagined. My respected elders and friends, forgiveness is the key. It does not excuse the other person's action, but it does set us free. At the end of the financial year, the businessman takes stock. He calculates his financial statements. He assesses his profits and his losses. At the end of the academic year, the student takes an examination which finalizes whether he has passed or he has failed. If a student does poorly, he gives attention to those subjects that need attention. Right? He'll give attention to those subjects that he has weak in, and he tries to improve his marks, and he will go for tuition, and he will do whatever is necessary for him to. Life is a business enterprise. Life is a business enterprise. With each year ending, representing our spiritual financial year. Each year carries profits and losses according to our actions. Each good deed is a profit, and each sin is a loss. Each good deed is a profit, and each sin is a loss. The month of Muharram is a wonderful month in which we do some reflection, and not only reflection, but rectification. A person can have, and he can reflect on his business, and he can have the most beautiful module in front of him. But if he doesn't implement it, it will mean nothing. Likewise, with time in our lives, my respected elders and friends, we use this period to reflect. Remember these three. We use this period to reflect, to resolve, and to reclaim. The three R's. To reflect, resolve, and reclaim what we are truly meant to be in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding and the opportunity, inshallah, that in the coming Islamic year, may we build a better connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we continue to be a means of asset and a means of guidance and a means of good for humanity at large. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Just an important announcement, respected elders and friends. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this beautiful masjid, and Allah has blessed us with this beautiful madrasa that we have adjacent to the masjid. And we know, as I have spoken, that this madrasa that we have is unique. If you travel to any part of the world, Alhamdulillah, South Africa is blessed with this beautiful maktab system that Allah has blessed us with. And may Allah continue to grant us increase in it. And may Allah continue to guide our children through the doors and through the passages and the corridors of these madaris, inshallah. My respected elders and friends, we know that times are difficult. It's challenging times in terms of monetary side. People are in a recession. Single mothers working, both parents working.